Most people think tequila is made in a distillery. Copper stills, barrels, fermentation tanks. But the truth is, great tequila actually starts years earlier in the agave fields. And the way agave is grown, it can take 5, 8, sometimes even 10 years before it can ever become tequila. Today, I want to show you how agave actually grows and why the way producers farm it can impact the future of tequila. To make tequila, it's got to be Blue Weber agave. And that's what we got here, just a little baby Blue Weber. It has to be grown inside the denomination of origin of tequila, so this one wouldn't count because I'm in Indianapolis, which includes parts of Jalisco and the surrounding states. You got 5 states where it can grow. But unlike most plants, agave isn't something you plant and then harvest in a single season. It takes years to mature. Like I said earlier, sometimes between 5 and 10 years. How long it takes depends on how the agave was planted and where. Agave reproduces in 2 different ways. The first way is from seed, which is called sexual reproduction. To get seeds, the plant has to grow to something what's called a quiote. This is a giant flower stalk that shoots up out of the agave, sometimes 15 to 20 feet tall. When the plant flowers, it produces seeds that can grow into new agave plants. But the problem is, once the agave flowers, the plant dies, and all the sugars inside of the plant, where the sugars needed to make tequila, are used up in the flowering process, which means the plant can no longer be used for tequila production. So most farmers actually cut the quiote before it blooms. Now, one thing that is kind of neat of the quiote is it does do a couple of things. It creates flowers that at night are then fertilized by bats. Those then turn into seeds. Those seeds fall to the ground and they can be planted. But another thing that's kind of cool is in those seed pods, it can actually produce these little bitty agave guys that look like this in this plant here. And that came off of a quiote. So there are 4 of them in here that are kind of coming up, and this one has really sprouted off. So these came off of a quiote of a Blue Weber agave outside of NOM 1599, not the Nacio. When I said in the beginning there's 2 ways, this is the other way that agaves can grow. Instead of the agave growing the quiote, chop it off and then focus on the hijuelos. Those are baby agave plants that grow from the base of the mother plant. They sprout underground through rhizomes and they pop up around the plant. Farmers can cut these hijuelos off and replant them in a new field. Instead of waiting for them to go all the way to tequila and produce seeds, the agave grown from hijuelos can mature in about 5 to 6 years, usually about 5 years in the Tequila Valley and about 6 years in the highlands. There's a huge downside to this system. Hijuelos are genetic clones of the mother plant. That means every plant has exactly the same DNA. So over time, large agave fields can become genetically identical monocultures. And when crops don't have genetic diversity, it can become more vulnerable to disease, pests, and even climate change. Some experts worry that if one major agave disease spreads, it could impact a huge portion of the tequila industry. That's why few producers choose to let a small percentage go all the way to tequila and flower, allowing natural pollination by bats, birds, to maintain that genetic diversity. But in many fields, less than 1% allow them to bloom. While the Tequila Regulatory Council, the CRT, regulates tequila production, they don't regulate exactly how producers grow their own agave. But they do require something important. Every agave field used for tequila must be registered in something called the Registro de Plantación de Porreros. This allows the CRT to track where agave is planted and to ensure it comes from an official tequila region. So next time you pour a glass of tequila, remember this. The spirit didn't just come from a distillery. It started years earlier in an agave field, growing slowly under the sun for 5, 6, 7, sometimes maybe even 10 years. And the way those agaves are grown can shape the future of tequila itself. If you're enjoying learning about tequila, make sure you subscribe, like, and share, tell your friends, because the more you know about tequila, the better tequila you will drink.